E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. It's E-Town with this week's guests. From Port Townsend, Washington, Danny Barnes. Achievement Award winner, Bill Lavin. And from Portland, Oregon, Shook Twins. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town. Welcome to E-Town Hall. We have all of our musical guests this week visiting us from the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest, the land of ocean and rivers and beach and woods and moisture. They all move there from drier places, but they fit right in. They're readers. They are creative people. They are looking for new ideas and making new things happen all the time. They also have the banjo in common, our two musical guests. And in both cases, it's not prototypical, exactly what you might expect, banjo. So that's all coming. We've also got a great story we're going to share with you about a former firefighter who found a way to give back after a couple of tragedies changed his life. All of that stuff is coming. Our first guests grew up in Idaho. They began making music and writing songs when they were young. Did I mention that they're twins? They moved to Portland and have been touring a lot, playing all over the place. Their latest record is kind of a reflection of the musical journey they've been on since they were kids. A little bit less banjo, actually some horns and electric guitars and B3 and stuff like that. That's all on there. But their songs and their singing and that sibling harmonies, it's all their signature sound. It's all about that. So we're really glad they are here celebrating some stories of actually good men, humans who are doing good things. So that's part of the story of their new record. Please welcome back to E-Town, Shook Twins. Yeah.
Working hard and broken, working less and real. is a love that feels safe. It's not gonna move from me or change shape. And all I want is for you to stay.
Shook Twins, welcome back to E-Town.
Thanks.
So glad to have you here. It's amazing. Your band sounds great, too, but that was
Thanks.
Just stunning and beautiful.
Thank you.
The first track on your newest record is kind of a departure.
Yeah.
Horns and B3 and kind of a funky groove. Is that? I was wondering if that was going to be like the whole new thing, but it wasn't. It was just like a
little bit of a tease.
A little bit of a tease.
Yeah.
But it's cool. You guys are nimble, and I love the fact that there's an evolution, and there's also a theme to this record, right?
Yeah, it presented itself later, actually. Yeah.
The record is called Some Good Lives,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed like the organizing theme that revealed itself later has to do with the fact that not all men are creeps.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took
some comfort in that, but I don't know if I...
Yeah. And I resisted it at first, because I just want to, you know, it's all about women to me in my life right now. We're like really coming into our feminist selves just because of the world. And but it is really pretty rare for a woman not to have any negative
experiences
with a man. And we haven't. So we do.
That one time we were cocktail waitresses at a dive bar.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the little things, but like, we just feel really, really, really blessed and thought that it was, you know, you have to have that balance, and we wanted to remind people of the world that, yeah, it's not all bad.
We have wonderful men in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's such an interesting sort of antidote to everything else that's going on, which is that one would think that, in fact, all men are creeps by what you see in the news and the media and so on. But you're talking about some wonderful men in your lives, including your dad, who once again painted the cover of your album.
Yes,
that's a lovely tradition.
Yeah, we make him, basically. he was an art teacher. He's an amazing artist, and he just doesn't really do art anymore. Yeah.
And then going even beyond that into another generation, your grandpa is playing piano on your new record, plays a little bit of Moonlight Sonata, which is this lovely little treat in there.
Yeah, and that's actually recorded from like the last month of his life. He died when we were in second grade. So he was kind of like our number one musical influence. We used to sit under his grand piano and listen to him play.
That's cool. And it's lovely that you can celebrate and sort of honor those guys, but also just recognize that we all have choices to make, and we can all sort of choose how we show up in the world. Mm-hmm. And in other places, you invite us to try a little harder, do a little better, make a difference if we can.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool, again, to just recognize that there have been really positive men in your lives and that they've helped shape your path and get you to where you are now.
Yeah.
And you represent something that, at least to those of us who've been around you for a while, is kind of wholesome and sweet. And you're twins, and you seem to get along. And
it's true.
You're recognizing your parents and your grandparents, and it's pretty damn wholesome, to tell you
the
truth.
It is, yeah. We didn't really mean it to be that wholesome. We're edgy, too.
Right. Well, see, that's what I'm wondering about. It's like,
so edgy.
It's not like I want to know, you know, what you do when you're not this. What I was curious about, like, musicians sometimes have a true north. They have a... like an artist or a sound or a style or a destination that they think of as like, man, someday. And I couldn't tell whether your true north, if I were to guess, was somewhere between like Ani DiFranco and Taylor Swift. It's like somewhere in the middle there that's like it's slick and cool and it's going to be popular, but it's also righteous and meaningful and about doing the right thing.
I like that.
Is that good?
Bjork's in the middle there.
Bjork is in the middle there too. Okay. All right. That makes perfect sense.
We like some T-Swift.
Yeah. You can get down.
Okay, I appreciate the fact that you are recapturing the phrase family values for all of us. I appreciate what you're doing. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Caitlin and Lori Shook, Shook Twins.
Okay, this is our edgy song.
Kinda. The music video is not edgy.
Yeah, we made a dorky music video. It was very extreme, though. So extreme that Nico needed a stunt double.
Stay wild, you wanna stay.
Shook Twins. That's Caitlin Shook, Lori Shook, Nico Slice, Aver Miller, Darren Garvey. The record's called Some Good Lives. We'll all be back to play some more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. You're listening to E-Town.
Nick Forcer, you're listening to E-Town. Shook Twins, we're going to be back later on in the show. And coming up, great Danny Barnes is here with us to play some of his newest music. Before we bring Danny out, though, we're going to introduce you all to somebody who is stepping up and making a difference in their hometown. We do this every week. We get a chance to celebrate stories. And these are almost always stories we get from listeners, people who listen to E-Town, and they get inspired by people in their own communities, and they share those stories with us. And we get to share them, pass them on to you. And along the way, we recognize them for their good works by giving them something called the Achievement Award, as you well know. And here comes Alan Forrester to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nico. E-Town supporter and our dear friend Tommy Zanatich has nominated Bill Lavin of Woodbridge, New Jersey. When 9/11 happened, Bill was a firefighter in the nearby town of Elizabeth, and he was one of the first responders there. One of his colleagues' relatives was a teacher in Mississippi who had had her third grade students send thank you notes to Bill's department for helping out after 9/11. Well, a few years later, ironically enough, when Hurricane Katrina destroyed that school, Bill wanted to help. The teachers there told him the hardest thing to deal with was that the kids had no place to play. Now, as many of you know, studies show that play is essential for children's physical well-being, but also for their developing complex and integrated brains. So Bill gathered a group of policemen and firefighters, and they built a new playground there. Well, that lit a fire in Bill. One thing led to another, and today he has retired from firefighting, and he currently devotes himself full time to building playgrounds in areas where natural and man-made disasters have struck. So please welcome this week's Achievement Award winner, Bill Lavin, who's here to tell us more.
Welcome, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've already got some fans here, obviously. I can tell.
Yes, yes. We brought a few from New Jersey with me.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Good. So let's just get to it. It's ironic, I guess, that your connection to that school in Mississippi was because of your role in 9/11. You went down to Mississippi. You built that playground, and that lit a spark in some way, right?
Yes.
If I can say that to a firefighter.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. You know, 9/11 was the singular moment in my life and many others, and that was a devastating time. But to have third grade children reach out to us got us through a very difficult time. So it became a pay it forward. After their tragedy, we went down to Mississippi, built not one, but three of the first handicap accessible playgrounds for those children.
And this was after Hurricane Katrina.
After Hurricane Katrina. Yeah. The very school where those beautiful letters and pictures came from was destroyed in that storm.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. We had our storm years later, Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, we were feeling sorry for ourselves because many of us had lost homes and personal items. And it really wasn't until the tragedy of Sandy Hook Elementary School, where 20 children, you know, first graders and six educators were gunned down, where I could hear my mom tell me a quote that she used to give me when I was a kid, and that was, if you threw your problems in a pile with everyone else's, you would fight to get yours back. So all of the angels from 9/11 and from the tragedies and from Sandy Hook really are the ones responsible for all the good works that are are happening in their name.
The spirit of all the people who lost their lives in those tragedies, that's what you mean.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Helen was talking a little bit before about the importance in childhood development of play and having an opportunity to play. Is that something you were aware of before? Is that something you just kind of happened on or...
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, we were criticized by some who would say, you know, people need homes and roofs put on, and why a playground seems so trivial to some. But we found out that the playground was more than just a place for kids to play. It was a symbol of hope. It was a place where they could be kids. And actually, the mom and dad of Aviel, one of the children that was killed in Newtown, are scientists. And they schooled me by telling me that every mammal, from a tiny little mouse to a whale, they must play as children and as adolescents, and it develops them. So we didn't know that at the time, but it clearly has made all the difference. Mm-hmm. And that lit the fire for playgrounds for the Newtown children. And each and every one of those 26 angels has a playground in their honor.
Oh, wow.
And in 19 months and $3 million later, and people, you know, sending money from lemonade stands and across the country, a very grassroots effort, and kids and all walks of life contributed to that. And I found it to be just amazing that folks wanted to be a part of something tangible that was good.
Yeah.
You mentioned our politics. And if there's a time where we're divided and polarized in our nation, it's now. And here's an opportunity. We don't care whether you're an R or a D or a volunteer or career or labor or management. We care that you care about kids and happiness and bringing joy.
Yeah.
And everyone's welcome.
Cool.
We are going to break ground in May on our 50th playground.
Wow.
And so it's been remarkable.
Wow. Now, do you hear from communities, kids, schools, neighborhoods where you've done this work that it's made a difference?
Absolutely. You know, places who were hit by storms and tornadoes and tragedies are lifted up by the spirit of these angels. Mm-hmm. We knew after our fourth playground that we were onto something when the father of Dylan Hockley, Ian, texted me and he said, "Today is Dylan's birthday." And I didn't know whether to go to church or to the cemetery or where to go. He says, and I decided to go to the playground. He says, when I got there, there were 30 children. And the one thing about playgrounds is there's happiness, there's joy. And he said, "Thank you for giving me a place to go to honor my child." And we knew from that point that it was more than just firefighters getting together and throwing together a playground and moving on. It had so much more healing and joy to it.
Right. Yep. I'm sure there's a website if people want to get more information.
Whereangelsplayfoundation.org.
Whereangelsplayfoundation.org.
Right.
And how many kids do you think have benefited from the work you've done so far?
Tens of thousands.
Wow.
And it just continues to grow. And thank you to E-Town and to an organization like this that gives us an opportunity to grow it even further and to talk about good for a change instead of, you know, topics that divide us.
Well, thanks, Bill. Yeah. It's a very cool story, and hopefully we can all have our vision shifted just a little bit to aim a little more in this direction about what's working, what's growing out of the sort of destruction and devastation of these horrible acts. So thank you for doing the work you're doing.
Thank you. And I spoke with Helen about this. You're in the same business of bringing good news to the world. People are starving for it. They want to turn on and hear a story that they can sink their teeth into, and it's something good for a change. And I'm blessed to be a part of it. That's all.
Congratulations, Bill. So good. Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
That's Bill Lavin. The organization is called Where Angels Play.
Now, if you enjoyed hearing this story and you want to share it with your friends, it's on our website, etown.org, where you can find Bill's contact information if you missed it just now. Also, to help us make this segment or the show in general better, you can, if you're so inclined, take a short survey on our website. We would really love to hear from you. Finally, if you know of someone you think deserves some recognition because of their efforts to better the planet or the lives of others in some way, send us their story. They could very well end up on the air. That can be done on our website as well. That's etown.org once again. Or you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, Bill. It's a great story. We have more music coming up from Shook Twins in a little while. Right now, I'm going to tell you about our next guest. Many of you know about Danny Barnes. He's a legend in his own time, but of course, only among those who know about him. He's a Texas native. He got started recording in Austin with his band, The Bad Livers, aptly named. So good, right? Then he moved to the Northwest with his wife, and he spent a bunch of time writing songs and putting out solo records and touring. Along the way, he's made lots of friends. For his latest record, he recruited three of them in particular, Bill Frisell, Dave Matthews, and John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. So those are just a few of his many buddies. And they hung out, and they made a record. And Danny is also, he's just a real creative force. He's an accomplished cartoonist and writer and mentor to youngsters in recovery, and he's an all-around, just a creative guy. So we always are really happy when we get to spend time with him. Please welcome back to E-Town, Danny Barnes.
Forster. I had to learn to write and read. You must go scratching up the dirt, boys, to find all them things that you need. Down, 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 working in a coal mine. Working all day, baby, till the sun goes down. Sound, sound of the pick and the shovel. I'm a working all day, I'm a digging that hole in the ground. Let the banjo play.
Down, down, down,
working in a coal mine, working all day, baby, till the sun goes down, to the sound, sound, sound of the pick and the shovel. I'm a-working all day, I'm a-digging that hole in the ground.
Hey, folks, can y'all give it up for this great band we got up here? This next tune is called Zundapp, and I'll send this out to my brother Jimmy.
She sure looks fine on a two-wheel bike.
Danny Barnes, welcome back to E-Town.
Man, thanks for having me here, Nick.
It's always great because you keep making stuff. You're always making stuff. I just love that about you.
Have you seen my comic books?
Yes, I've seen your comic books. Danny is an accomplished cartoonist.
Well, I saw you with a pen earlier. You have everything you need.
Wow. Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about this project I was describing before. You know, Bill Frisell, Dave Matthews, and John Paul Jones. That's not your standard
bluegrass band.
It's not a bluegrass band. But these guys all, they have history with you, and they made really good contributions to your songs. You could tell they came to this thing with a really open mind, just a respect for the song and a respect for you, and they brought what they had to it. It's really cool.
I appreciate you saying that.
And I know you to be also an appreciative and humble person. So does it ever freak you out when it's like, wow, this guy was in Led Zeppelin and now he's like a friend of mine and he's playing on my record or stuff like that?
It's totally weird.
It is weird?
Yeah. But it's really cool. I mean, you know, he's a brilliant cat, you know, and just like the other day, I like tape machines, you know, those reel-to-reels. And like I was asking him about those Revox machines, you know, and he's sending me all these pictures of these, you know what a Revox machine
yeah.
is? Anyway, they're really awesome reel-to-reel machines, and some of them are amazing, and he's just like really knows about that machine. So I really appreciate having people have these incredible intellects and being able to access it, you know.
Especially when it dovetails with one of your absolute fetish interests that nobody else really cares about.
Yeah, 7-inch tape machines. I have a tattoo of them, you know.
You have a tattoo of one of those machines?
Did you see my... This is a new one. This is a knob off a Fairchild limiter. I got that one. Did you see that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a good obscure tattoo to put on your forearm. You can really recognize. If somebody recognizes that, you'll know they're one of your kind.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is just giving you all a tiny glimpse into the breadth and range of subject matter that I get to cover when I'm hanging out with Danny. And we've spent some time together. We've done duo tours around the country in different places.
We can order for each other in a restaurant.
We can pretty much know what the other's going to want to have for dinner most of the time. We made a record together also that was a bluegrass record.
My very first one that I ever made.
The very first bluegrass record you ever made. And it's called Stove Up.
And we made it right here in E-Town Studio.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway.
Meanwhile, we're going to play some more music, I think. So welcome back, if you would, our good friend, Mr. Danny Barnes.
Thank you, Nick. This next tune we're going to play is called Juke, and we get to have some good guitar picking in this.
My locomotive is a pulling too hard. My motorcycle is a sight to see with them clip-on handlebars. I pass the sheriff on an uphill climb and when I'm rolling out past the stars. Juking in the Saturday night when I can. I'm a working man on a family plan. Come Monday morning, I go back in the ground to dig it up again with all my no-good friends. My baby told me I was out of control, trying to get them things we need. I rode a mule till he done got sore, and I'm a working till my fingers bleed. You see me coming, better step aside, cause I tell you that I'm flying blind. I got a pill for the low down chill, it keeps my eyes good and open wide. Juking every Saturday night when I can. I'm a working man on a family plan. Come on in. Get up again with all my no good friends. Ah.
That's Danny Barnes. One and only Danny Barnes. Up in Port Townsend, Washington. Latest record is called Stove Up, but there's more coming. Along with E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Ron Jolly, Christian Teal, and Helen Forster.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And we want to hear from our listeners. If you're so inclined, please go to our website, etown.org, and take a brief survey. You can let us know if you like our award segment, for instance, or maybe the artist interviews, or whatever strikes your fancy. Thanks. You're listening to E-Town.
Thank you, Danny Barnes. I would like to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town this week on stations like KKRN Community Radio in Round Mountain, California, on WZEW, The Zoo in Mobile, Alabama. Thank you for tuning in. And on KUMD, The Duluth Alternative in Duluth, Minnesota. Thanks, everybody, for listening. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests, if you want to see exactly what the difference is between the two Shook twins, you can see that on video and in photos clearly. And all that stuff is online at etown.org. You can also find out how to get tickets to shows and much more, etown.org. So far, so good. This has been a good combination this week. Thanks for staying with us. Please welcome back Shook twins.
Get Nick out on this one. This is one of Nico's songs. Nico Slice here. He writes songs and he writes them good. I get this one on the new record. Let's play it.
All turning gray. Walk with me a thousand miles slip away.
Nico Slice.
And you. Thank you.
Shook Twins. Caitlin Shook and Lori Shook. Along with Nico Slice, Aber Miller, Darren Garvey on the drums. The record's called Some Good Lives out on Dutch Recordings. Shook Twins. We've got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out. We're going to do a song now that is really designed to fool you into thinking it's a different song, but it's one that we have to do because Shook Twins have never done this song and they should. So that's what we're going to do. We worked it out today. I want to thank all our guests. Once again, thanks coming out from Portland, Oregon. Thanks to the Shook Twins for coming out with their band. Great new band. Sounds great. Special thanks to our award winner, Bill Lavin, turning tragedy into playgrounds for kids in need. Amazing story. Thanks to Danny Barnes, coming out from Fort Townsend, Washington. I'm so happy you're here. We got one more song. Thanks for being with us. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can join us next week right here in E-Town.
Nonprofit organization and recorded live at E-Town Hall. To comment about the show, make an award nomination, or get tickets to a live taping, send an email to info@etown.org or visit our website at etown.org.
My tongue gets tired when I try to speak. My inside shaking like a leaf on a tree. There's only
contribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Shook Twins, Danny Barnes, Bill Lavin, the E-Tones, engineers and volunteers, all of you guys, thanks so much for coming.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.